Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going? Those are the big three questions we all ask, aren't they?
Do I have to answer them right now?
But the first question is the key one. Who
Yes.
are you? Who am I? We all want to know our identity. We're all desperately trying to find out who we are in this world. If we find out who we are in this world, we'll realize where we fit in this world and what our purpose will be, and that will somehow determine our destiny. But identity is one of those things that's derived. It's not something that's inherent in us. It's derived from some other association. Our first identity is derived from our parents.
Yes.
We have a name because they've given us a name. We belong to a small group of people because we were born into that small group of people. That's family, and we get our identity from our family. Well, the same is true as far as our eternal identity is concerned. We have to be born again into a family. And when we're born again into the family of God, our identity derives from that association, the fact that we belong to the people of God. That's why we can say that we're a child of God, that we are a saint by calling. Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He said this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." So when we're born again into the family of God, we become new creatures in Christ. And that sets a new trajectory for life altogether, starting with a new identity, a new purpose, and an eternal destiny that is beyond our wildest imaginations. That's why this topic is so vitally important,
yes.
Isn't it, Richard?
Oh, it is. It's. I can't can't oversell this issue enough. There are so many people out there who are desperate for an identity. They're willing to accept a horrible identity in the fear of having no identity at all. I mean, this affects every one of us. And if you've got a you think you've got a good identity because you've got money or a great job or a good home, and that can all go away in a heartbeat. So until we answer this core question of who am I according to Jesus, we haven't answered the question at all.
Yes, indeed. Now, last week we started this particular topic with the verse out of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, "But all who did receive him, he gave the right to become children of God."
Yes.
And now today we're looking at it from the internal side of it, that something has happened inside of us. We've become new creatures in Christ. Now, so many people look at this idea of identity in Christ, being labeled a child of God, simply as a name tag. You peel off the back and you stick it on.
Hello, my name.
Now
is.
you walk through life with that badge on, with that label on. But you're that because God has done something to you internally.
Yes.
So you were a sinner. That was your nature before coming to Christ. But now that's been changed. God has done heart surgery, has changed you from the inside out, and so now you're a new creature. That old man was crucified with Christ. He's dead and buried. A new person has been raised spiritually.
Yes.
And it is such a different species, so to speak. It carries a new name. So that label that we put on the outside of us, child of God, really reflects this new nature that we have in Jesus, that we are fully human, fully alive in Christ, Christ living in us. We're something different than what we were before.
Yeah.
So different, God calls us children of God. That's what this is all about. So if you grab hold of this and realize that your new identity in Christ is a reflection of God's work inside of you, it will change, I guarantee you, the trajectory of your life. No longer will you have to try to act like a child of God, try to match up to what that label on your chest says. You can actually just simply live out who you are by grace through faith in Jesus. That's what a child of God does. I mean, that's who you are. That's how you live. It's as simple as that. So it all starts with identity. If you're in Christ, you're a new creature. The old has passed. The new has come. Embrace it, folks. It will change your life forever. This is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher here with Richard Pfeiffer. 844-322-2742 is the number to call right now. 844-322-2742. If you have a question about identity, if you've wrestled with trying to figure out who you are in this life and trying to figure out what your purpose is, we would love to talk to you on today's broadcast, point you under the Word of God for some encouragement, for hope, for some real genuine help. Again, the number 844-322-2742. As a reminder to our listeners, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We're in our fiscal year end. June 30th marks the end of the year for us, and we certainly want to close our books strong. We have a real need, an urgent, critical need. We want to meet this goal. Not only do we want to meet it, we want to see God crush it. And so we started the month with $199,000 left to raise to close the books. In a very strong way. We still have some ground to cover. We need your help. And why it's so critical at this point is because our cash reserves are running low. We don't have enough to dip into to keep the ship moving. We need an influx of cash. We need an influx of contributions right now. And so if you could go to our website, basicgospel.net, that's basicgospel.net, click the donate button and make your most generous gift to help get the Word of God out, help get the gospel message out to as many people as possible. This is what the world needs. There's all kinds of great causes. There's all kinds of great organizations that are worthy of investment, but the gospel is the only eternal message. It's the only message that's going to endure. And so why not invest in that? Invest in what people really need. They need Jesus. Deliver Jesus to them. And you can do that with a most generous gift today, the Basic Gospel. And I guarantee you, people all over the world will hear about the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They will hear about the grace of God that saves. They will hear about forgiveness and understand, come to understand that God is no longer counting their sins against them, that there is forgiveness in Christ, that in Christ there's no condemnation. In Christ there's new life. In Christ there's rest in His presence. That's what they're going to hear through Basic Gospel. Help us deliver that good news. Make a gift today. Make it your most generous so that we can meet this target of $199,000 by June 30th. Again, all the information is at basicgospel.net. If you would like to contribute by phone, call 844-322-2742 right now. 844-322-2742. Well, we're going to go out to Denver, Colorado and talk to James, listening to us on our great affiliate, KRKS. Hi, James. Welcome to Basic Gospel, my friend.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
We're doing fine. What's on your mind?
I'm blessed and favored to hear the word, and I believe it's divine timing, because I believe we're in the Lord's seasons right now of Shavuot of the Hebrew calendar. About 50 days ago, there was the Passover, and now we're into Pentecost. But my question about identity was how can we incorporate the calling of the Great Commission into our identity, and how can we grow in our identity to start going in the direction of that great call of going to all the world probably starting with our families first?
Well, James, wonderful question.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of times people, for example, John Wesley, you know, he came to America to try to reach the Native Americans in hopes of saving his own soul. And so he was doing something in order to become something. Well, we have to reverse that and recognize we've already become something by grace through faith in Jesus. And when we understand what we have become, this new creature that we have become, then we can simply live out who we are. And living out who we are is sharing this good news with those around us. We see, for example, in the great passage in Ephesians 2, it is by grace that we have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, lest anyone should boast. And it goes on to say that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that we should walk in those that God has prepared in advance for us to walk in. So God has put together the good works. As we understand who we are in Christ, we'll be able to identify what those are, and then we'll be able to walk down that path. And a big part of it is that great commission, taking this gospel message to the entire world. That's the task of the church. We've been mandated to testify to the good news of the grace of God. And as we do that, we see that gospel message pushing out and reaching more and more people, and more people in receiving Christ become identified with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. They start learning who they are by grace through faith in Jesus. So we need to recognize first who we are, and then simply live out who we are. So we don't have to do something in order to become something. We've already become something. Now let's trust the Lord to just live that out through us. Yes, Richard.
Yeah, this great commission has been a burr under my saddle for many, many years, because I grew up thinking that I had to do something, and if I didn't do it, then the blood of these people was going to be on my hands. And I learned over time that there's nothing even remotely true about that statement. I mean, if you look at the Great Commission, Jesus says two things around it. First, he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And he says, I am with you always to the end of the age. In the middle of that, he doesn't give a command. He describes what their life will be because all authority is his and I am with you always. He stated the same thing in a different way in Acts 1, where he said, just hang out here. The Spirit's going to come on you, and then you will be my witnesses. You will see what I am doing because you're looking with my eyes by the Spirit. Then you can tell people about what has happened. That's why this identity thing precedes the mission. If I don't know who I am, there's no way for me to be on mission for Jesus. If I know who I am, then Jesus takes care of that, and you're absolutely right. I can share with my family. I can share with my friends. I may be sent somewhere that I've never imagined, but that's all in God's hands because he has all power, and he's with me to the end of the age.
Does that make sense, James?
Yeah, and a quick buddy question of that. When the identity is realized and we have the relationship with the Lord, and we feel like we've been commissioned in a sense from the Spirit and truth, you know, as a true worshiper. What's the direction for a cross check with a good leadership and getting not even just tied into a church necessarily, but what's the best way for that apostolic covering to, on a small scale or a big scale, to really, you know, be able to produce the good fruit that will sustain the time? Thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome, James. Again, another good question.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimately, our connection, our dependence is upon Christ himself, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have the teacher living inside of you. So we assemble together as a body of believers. That's important for us to do. Why? Because we belong to one another. That's, we're a part of this organism called the church. So it's just natural. I think you have a natural desire to want to connect with other believers. Yes. and hopefully like-minded believers, so you can be encouraged and you can share a like journey with other folks. But ultimately, it's the Spirit of God living in you that you're accountable to. And so your eyes, your focus needs to be on Him. And He's going to equip you to serve that body that you're engaged with. So He gives us spiritual gifts. He empowers us to live those out. But that's for the benefit of the body, the mutual encouragement and uplifting of the body. And that's for the purpose of the church carrying out its task to the world.
Yeah.
So let your accountability be to Christ and to Christ alone. Let Him connect you to the right group of people.
Yeah.
Where you can serve willingly and joyfully, allowing God to use your gifts in the way that only He can do that through you. And leave the results of that in God's hands. And I think everything works really well with that simple process. It really is that simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Paul doesn't tell us in Ephesians 5 to submit to one another in Christ for nothing.
Right.
I mean, that's the part. Being part of the body of Christ means that we listen to each other, but we're all listening to the Spirit first. And we will hear confirmations and all of that sort
right.
of thing. It really is straightforward.
844-322-2742 is the number. If you have a question and would like to pose it on today's broadcast, we still have time. 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer is here. I'm Bob Christopher. We welcome you as well. We're talking about identity today, our identity in Christ, and how vital and critical that truth is to our growth and our flourishing as human beings, as God designed us to flourish and to really reflect His image out there in the world. We're going to spend the entire month of June talking about identity. It's that important of a topic. And if you have questions about it, we would love to hear from you, 844-322-2742. If you're watching us via Facebook Live or YouTube Live, would like to leave a question or a comment there, we will address those as well on the broadcast. So feel free to take advantage of that new outreach that we have,
yes.
Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Have an email question?
We do, and it comes from a YouTube watcher, listener named Tom. As in the 10 years of being a Christian, I find myself continuing to push the Word of God into my mind. In some ways, like self-help or thinking the key to God's love is just one more scripture away. I know I have a legalistic thought process and ordered your book, Simply Gospel, Simply Grace, to help me see the grace of God. I'm learning how to receive it and develop an intimate relationship. I pray against legalism and the feeling that I have to continue to strive and strive and obey and obey. I know it wasn't always that way. I know that I came to the truth of Jesus Christ, as it says in Galatians 3:3, but now I have gone through some things in life which brought me back to perfectionism. Can you help me? It's too much weight for a person to bear to not live free in Jesus.
It's exactly right.
That's
that
exactly
is too
right.
much weight to bear. And here's the good news. You know, God has already made you perfect by the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He has already delivered you to the place that He wanted you to be. We tried to get there through human effort. I know that's what I tried to do. And human effort won't get you there. As a matter of fact, it will just increase the distance, or seemingly. You seem to go backwards. You're just moving further and further away from the place that you think God wants you to be. So you have to realize that by grace, God has already done something for you that you could not do for yourself. So in Hebrews 10:14, He says this, by that one sacrifice you have been made perfect forever in the sight of God.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Sure is.
In Matthew 5:48, Jesus said this, be perfect. And He gave the standard, as perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Well, that's an impossibility. That's not something that we can do. So God sent Jesus on our behalf, and through his shed blood, he did for us what we could not do for ourselves. So we have to rest in that. And the way we rest is through an attitude of thanksgiving. Faith always says thank you. So we have to say thank you for what God has done for us in Christ Jesus, and realize that he's already dealt with our sins, that sin that we're going to commit today, that one we're going to commit tomorrow. Jesus has already dealt with that. He's already put it behind him. He already chooses to remember it no more. He's declared you righteous. That's the flip side. And he would have never declared you righteous if your sins hadn't been forgiven once and for all. So you're righteous in the sight of God. You have right standing, and that never changes. So you just have to step into that and say, thank you. Thank you for what you've accomplished for me. Thank you for delivering me to God's stated goal. Thank you for perfecting me in Christ Jesus. Now, I know I've had issues with perfectionism. I think you've had some.
Just a few. Yes, and I was really good at it. You know, I was perfect at being a perfectionist. Now, what I found myself doing, and still do, I have to catch myself regularly, is I will make an argument something like this. I'm thankful, Lord, that you saved me and that you've forgiven me, but this was different. Somehow this doesn't measure up in a way that, you know, and then I start being God or trying to be God. And he reminds me, I mean, he says, can you speak the worlds into existence? Could you save anyone, let alone yourself? Could you save anyone else? And he brings me back to that thankfulness thing. What did I do for you? Have I asked anything of you in return other than to be in relationship with me? And I have to say, no, you haven't done anything like that. So I have to be thankful. And he drags me, sometimes kicking and screaming, back to thankfulness. But that's where it changes. As soon as the thankfulness comes for what he has done, what he continues to do, and what he's guaranteed he will do into the future, that's when the perfectionism goes away. And it's a daily struggle, at least for me. I mean, some people struggle with drugs. I struggle with perfectionism. And there is an answer. It's the grace of God in Christ, ministered to me by the Holy Spirit every moment of every day.
Yes. Now, perfectionism is just simply a different form of legalism.
Oh, yeah.
And our pride says that we can reach that. And so we're not willing to let go of that pride.
Yeah.
That's the real issue, isn't it? And when we realize that apart from the grace of God, we can do nothing, I mean, absolutely nothing, and really learn that lesson, that's when the grace of God becomes so vitally important, and we can let go of that pride. So we thank you, Tom, for that question. We really appreciate that.
Yes.
That is a very important topic, or an important issue that many people face. And it does get back to this topic of identity.
Absolutely.
Realizing what Christ has done for us. We were sinners. We were lost. We were dead. And yet God sent Jesus on our behalf. He did something inside of us, and he raised us up as new creatures in Christ Jesus, children of God by calling. That's good news. Let's rest in that and realize we have nothing to boast about, that is a gift from God. That's good news.
Sure is.
That's what this program is all about. That's what we want to connect you to every single day that we're on the air. Thank you for joining us on today's broadcast. As I said earlier in the program, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We need your help. We need your help right now to continue getting the good word of Jesus Christ out to as many people as possible through radio, through internet, through social media channels, through all the various things that we do. We need your help. Come partner with us. Take this good news around the world through Basic Gospel. Go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, and just follow all the information there and make your most generous gift. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.